Soldiers know this condition all too well. In earlier wars, it was called shell shock or combat fatigue. The term post-traumatic stress disorder was first used to describe the psychological effects on Vietnam veterans after they came home. Since the 1980s, it has been more widely defined to include other disasters. Listen to the symptoms expressed by this New York City resident after the terrorist attacks of September 11, 2001.
I'm having a fear of going through any tunnel right now because I'm thinking it's going to explode. I've been having nightmares.
Because of violence in Israel and the Palestinian territories, young people there commonly suffer from post-traumatic stress. Tanya Weiss was wounded during a suicide bombing of a Tel Aviv nightclub.
It's the hardest thing for me, and even though it's been a year, I still look back at it. I still think about it every day. There's not 1 second goes by that I don't think about it.
If you've been exposed to a life-threatening event any time in your life, you may well have developed post-traumatic stress disorder. Most people recover from it, but some will not.
Dr. Robert Ursano heads the psychiatry department of the medical school which trains U.S. military and public health doctors. There's a difference between the wartime experience of a soldier or hostage versus that of a civilian in, say, a natural disaster like Hurricane Katrina.
Soldiers, whether they're at the front line or the back line, are exposed to ongoing threat, ongoing experiences of worrying about their life and the lives of their friends. Remember that post-traumatic stress disorder is only one problem, and not the most important one for Katrina, probably issues of depression because of the degree of loss that people experienced. Stay alert to issues of substance abuse, alcohol withdrawal, substance withdrawal for those who may have been using substances before and might not now be able to have those.
Re-establishing a sense of community, making sure children are back in school, are also important. Refugees, especially women, are particularly vulnerable to post-traumatic stress. Studies have shown that women are twice as likely to suffer than men. In Sudan's western Darfur region, this woman describes how the Janjaweed militia stole her cattle, murdered her husband and brother.
I just escaped with the clothes on my back.
Large populations are displaced by natural disasters. The tsunami that swept thousands out to sea along the Indonesian coast. And the earthquake in Pakistan on October 8, 2005, which killed 87,000 people and left millions without homes. It can be days or weeks before relief workers can address post-traumatic stress. Dr. Ursano says elected officials can help in the healing by recognizing when it's time to give up looking for survivors and begin to mourn the dead.
That's a critical decision to be made by leadership. It really leads the community to a very different way of thinking about what's occurred.
There are common symptoms that can be recognized even without a professional diagnosis. Psychiatrists describe intrusive thoughts, that is, being mentally led back to the traumatic event, even when you don't want to think about it. Feeling jumpy or having difficulty sleeping. If these symptoms persist over a period of time, it could be post-traumatic stress. Melinda Smith, VOA News.